Hi, friends. I am Annie F. Downs. Let's read the Gospels. The Gospels are the first four books of the New Testament in the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. These are the stories of Jesus Christ's life on earth, the friendships, the parables, the sacrifices, the meals, the miracles. So here is how this works. I'm going to read one chapter to you today. You can listen or read along in your own Bible, and then I'll mention the verse or idea that stood out to me, and then I'll pray, and that's it. So today is February 23rd, and I'll be reading Matthew 17 from the New International Version. Matthew 17. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Just then there appeared before them Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, a bright cloud covered them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground, terrified. But Jesus came and touched them. "Get up," he said. "Don't be afraid." When they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus instructed them, "Don't tell anyone what you have seen until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." The disciples asked him, "Why then do the teachers of the law say that Elijah must come first?" Jesus replied, "To be sure, Elijah comes and will restore all things. But I tell you, Elijah has already come, and they did not recognize him, but have done to him everything they wished. In the same way, the Son of Man is going to suffer at their hands." Then the disciples understood that he was talking to them about John the Baptist. When they came to the crowd, a man approached Jesus and knelt before him. "Lord, have mercy on my son," he said. "He has seizures and is suffering greatly. He often falls into the fire or into the water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not heal him." "You unbelieving and perverse generation," Jesus replied, "how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy here to me." Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of the boy, and he was healed at that moment. Then the disciples came to Jesus in private and asked, "Why couldn't we drive it out?" He replied, "Because you have so little faith. Truly, I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." When they came together in Galilee, he said to them, "The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men. They will kill him, and on the third day he will be raised to life." And the disciples were filled with grief. After Jesus and his disciples arrived in Capernaum, the collectors of the 2 drachma temple tax came to Peter and asked, "Doesn't your teacher pay the temple tax?" "Yes, he does," he replied. When Peter came into the house, Jesus was the first to speak. "What do you think, Simon?" he asked. "From whom do the kings of the earth collect duty and taxes, from their own children or from others?" "From others," Peter answered. "Then the children are exempt," Jesus said to him. "But so that we may not cause offense, go to the lake and throw out your line. Take the first fish you catch, open its mouth, and you will find a 4-drachma coin. Take it and give it to them for my tax and yours." That is Matthew 17 in the NIV. Okay, so the thing that is standing out to me today, which is twice this week, I'm sorry to say, is in verse 22 and 23, when Jesus predicts his death again to the disciples, and they are filled with grief. And you think, man, that had to have been such a hard conversation for Jesus to have with them, for them to realize. He must have said it really directly for them to be filled with grief. Remember, we pay attention to the details of the words that the disciples wrote. So when Matthew's writing this, he wanted us to know that the disciples weren't just sad, they were filled with grief, and because of they knew what was coming. And man, that has been my experience at times with grief, is there are times where we know ahead of time and we feel filled with grief before the thing has even happened. And so if you're sitting in that, if you've experienced that, me too, and Jesus and his friends too. So if you're sitting there, you are not alone. So let's pray together. Jesus, for our friends who have a impending sadness where they have death coming or loss coming, that they know the job is changing, the diagnosis is not changing, the sadness is not going away, that they are filled with grief of what's to come, I just ask you would be near to our friends today, Jesus. Today, on this very day that they heard this, that where they are filled with grief, that they would also feel your nearness. We love you, Jesus. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.